Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is August 28th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out the history of trading videos on the MarketsWiki Education page of johnlothiannews.com, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Today, JLN has an exclusive preview of an Inside the Ice House podcast with Vinnie Viola, the founder of Virtu and its chairman emeritus. This is another excellent interview by ICE Chief Communications Officer Josh King. Interesting side note, when Viola was the NYMEX chairman and NYMEX held a press event at the FIA Boca Conference in the early 2000s, that was where I first met Viola, but also when I first met in person JLN Editor-in-Chief Sarah Rudolph. Sarah was working for Securities Week in New York at the time, and while we had talked on the phone, with Sarah using me as a source, we had never met until that NYMEX press event. Today, we also have a video interview I conducted with Cassini System CEO Liam Huxley. JLN had interviewed Huxley at Boca, but had problems with the audio recording, so this is a fresh interview, though this time over Zoom. Later this morning, JLN will publish a podcast with Paula DiPerna, author of the book Pricing the Priceless, The Financial Transformation to Value the Planet, Solve the Climate Crisis, and Protect Our Most Precious Assets. FIA welcomed Glencore International AG as a new member. FIA shared on LinkedIn that Glencore is one of the world's largest global diversified natural resource companies and a major producer and marketer of more than 60 commodities that advance everyday life. Through a network of assets, customers, and suppliers that span the globe, it produces, processes, recycles, sources, markets, and distributes the commodities that support decarbonization while meeting the energy needs of today. The Financial Times has a story titled, Germany's ruling party plans to curb rent increases, with the subheading SPD set to unveil measures to tackle soaring costs facing tenants, says senior lawmaker. And my first thought was, wasn't rent freezes and their impact on housing one of the causes of World War II? An Italian banker is being hailed as a hero after catching a toddler who fell from a fifth-floor balcony on Saturday in central Turin, Italy, CNN reports. One of the greatest price discovery proponents who showcased it transparently for millions of people to see every day has died at the age of 99. Bob Barker, the longtime host of the game show The Price is Right, has died, Bloomberg reported. Barker went to Hollywood to be an actor, but instead became a game show host for Truth or Consequences, and then The Price is Right, the longest-running game show in history. It took Adam Sandler in the movie Happy Gilmore to make him an actor. Our most read stories last Friday on JLN Options were exclusive CBOE challenges perceived narrative on U.S. equity market structure reform. Biggest Juan bears fail to gain traction among option traders, and Powell leaves door open to September rate increase. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here is our exclusive. Exclusive JLN Ice House Vinnie Viola NYSE interview by Josh King. ICE Chief Communications Officer Josh King has done it again with an in-depth and rich Ice House interview, this time with former NYMEX chairman and Virtu founder Vinnie Viola. JLN was given an exclusive preview of the interview, which is to be published on Monday, August 28th. That's today. In his Ice House interviews, King, who is also NYSE's head of corporate affairs, is able to connect his own life with that of his interviewee in a way that sets up the interview perfectly. King's interview is like none other I had heard or seen with Viola before. You can read the rest of this preview on johnlothiannews.com. And then here is our Liam Huxley interview. Liam Huxley talks Cassini Systems and the challenges firms face holistically. John Lothian News interviewed Cassini Systems founder and CEO Liam Huxley over Zoom recently and asked him about the origin of Cassini, the problems it was founded to solve, and what is new. Huxley said Cassini is focused on its four pillars of an opening model, including margin optimization, collateral optimization, and forecasting or stress testing. The fourth pillar is for firms to be able to manage liquidity and profitability. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, "The Sum of All Fears Just in Time for Sundays. As scientific breakthroughs grow, so do odds of entering a great power nuclear crisis." The 21st century will be remembered for a lot of things. The first ever nuclear fusion ignition, the rise of artificial intelligence, and of course that mugshot. But what we don't want it to be remembered for is nuclear war. Yet as our technological capabilities grow, so do the odds of entering a great power nuclear crisis. To illustrate how such a catastrophe might arise, I've made you a triple Venn diagram. My comment: my fears are not arithmetic, but algorithmic. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The market is dictating how we raise our kids. People worried about government child care should consider Americans' bleak options under existing system. Who wants the government to decide how they should raise their children? This is what opponents fear will happen if state provides free child care. Families will be powerless, mothers will be forced to work, children will be removed from their homes. What they fail to recognize is that the market already limits families' freedom of choice more than governments ever could. My comment: if the market is dictating how we raise our children, can I use a stop limit order? Probably not a fill or kill, though sometimes it might be called for. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline: "Starting the day like Jamie Dimon set me up for success. Many CEOs rely on a regular morning routine, so I decided to experiment." For many chief executives, morning routines are a go-to fix for taking control of their day. It makes sense. There's a widespread belief that a purposeful start boosts productivity and well-being. The problem is there is a great variation in the types of ritual being recommended. J.P. Morgan Jamie Dimon likes to rise at 5 a.m. and voraciously read for up to 2 hours. When Jack Dorsey ran X Corp, he favored a morning ice bath. My comment: Jamie and I both get up at 5 and read voraciously, but I am not doing the ice bath of Jack Dorsey. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the letter Cboe Global Markets shared on LinkedIn responding to the SEC's proposed rule on minimum pricing increments. Second was the impact fund betting on community lawsuits from the Financial Times, premium subscription needed to read. Third was the FIA's post on LinkedIn welcoming the trading and market data software company Sinara as a new member. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "The Fidelity Mafia Behind Big Crypto." The mutual fund powerhouse was a Bitcoin pioneer and built a deep talent pipeline for the industry. Some of the most prominent players in the digital assets industry cut their teeth at the same place, Fidelity Investments. A storied mutual fund powerhouse, Fidelity is a cornerstone of the traditional financial system that the founders of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies intended to disrupt. Yet the 77-year-old company became a Bitcoin pioneer in 2014, mining the token when it was trading at around $400. Here's a story from Bloomberg Opinion. The headline, "Bitcoin's dirty history offers a lesson for AI's future. A lot of money and energy is expended on the cryptocurrency, but AI could be even more power hungry. Surging interest in artificial intelligence systems will add further strain to global electricity grids with the potential to rival the massive energy consumption of Bitcoin. Thankfully, the premier cryptocurrency has shown us a way to mitigate the impact. A doubling of data center revenue at NVIDIA Corp last quarter shows that demand for generative applications like ChatGPT hasn't yet hit its peak." And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, "Wagers on weather. Insurers offer a way for businesses to hedge climate risks. Parametric insurance, which lets businesses tie their policies directly to weather conditions such as wind speed and flood depth, has garnered interest amid tough conditions for insurance buyers. As weather grows hotter, wetter, and stormier, and insurance becomes harder to come by, some businesses are warming up to an esoteric tool that lets companies effectively place bets on weather events with few strings attached. Parametric insurance, as it's called, remains a niche product, though it functions in a relatively straightforward way. It pays out when certain conditions or parameters are met." Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.